our folks who are able to remain standing for the reading of our gospel lesson this morning, reading from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hear the word of God. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Almighty God, be present with us in the preaching of your word, that we may hear among these words and our reflections your word offered for us this day. Amen. When we were planning our upcoming mission trip to Puerto Rico to help with disaster relief there, which is happening at the end of February, we initially wanted to try to go the week after Christmas. We thought that that would be a good time when team members could get time off easier from work and from school. However, when Mary Margaret, our team leader, contacted the Puerto Rico folks, she learned that no work was going to be done during this week in Puerto Rico. That's because that week includes Three Kings Day, which we talked about earlier, a huge holiday in Puerto Rico, maybe even bigger than Christmas. Today is Three Kings Day, and we know it more as Epiphany Sunday. And perhaps most of our connection with January 6th is that it marks the end of the 12 days of Christmas, and it is the time in the church calendar that we generally talk about the visitation of the wise men. And for most of us, it's not usually a very big day. Now, I do usually wait to take down my Christmas decorations at home until after Epiphany Sunday. This year, it might happen by Easter. And we will be taking down the decorations here around the church after today's service. But as we've mentioned earlier, for many cultures, this is a big deal today. There are more gifts exchanged, sometimes even more than on Christmas Day. And children are encouraged to fill shoeboxes with grass or hay and put them under their bed. And this time, it's not about cookies and milk for Santa, but it's about feeding the camels as they come with the wise men. And as we explore the Three Kings cake, which is often baked with this baby Jesus inside, and Jesus is hidden to remind us that the baby Jesus had to be hidden shortly after his birth in order to protect him from King Herod. I'm wondering if it might be good for us to look a little closer at this tradition. I think it might be good because sometimes I think we're tempted to put Jesus and all of the good news that Christmas brings away at the same time as we put away our Christmas decorations. It's like our after-Christmas routine. We get touched by the message of Jesus. We appreciate the lights of Christmas. But then, when Christmas is over, we easily just get back into our old ways. So the celebration of Epiphany pushes us to keep the light of Christmas in our hearts a little longer. The celebration of Epiphany challenges us to ask ourselves, what do we do with this gift? What do we do in this transition between the baby in the manger and the Messiah who comes to transform our world? Because the story of the three wise men reminds us that the arrival of God with us is a seismic event on the world stage. Before Jesus has time to grow up and start making his own decisions, he's causing people to have to make choices about how they're going to respond and what they're going to do with this gift. And we can see that in the wise men themselves. Let's think about what it means that they play such an important role in the Christmas story. They're foreigners. They're not Jewish. They come from an exotic and faraway land. And they look to the stars to predict the future. And yet, these outsiders, the people that would have been seen as outsiders, have an important message. They show us from the very beginning that the gift of God is offered for all. They show us from the very beginning that this message of God in the form of Jesus is going to carry us into new worlds, into new directions. And they remind us that it is sometimes the so-called outsiders who can be carriers of the gospel message. The wise men, they do seek out the religious leaders in Jerusalem. When they come to a fork in the road and they aren't sure where their next step should have taken them, they figure these insiders should know something. They should know what this is about. And the religious leaders do help in a way. They do share the teachings about Bethlehem. They do speak of the expectations of the Messiah. But unlike the wise men, they don't follow the path when it's before them. They decide to stay where they are, even though the wise men are indicating something is happening, something that has been promised to you. The signs are there. But they don't take that road. In fact, we can kind of do this compare and contrast between the wise men on the one hand and Herod and the religious leaders on the other to get a picture of two different paths that can be taken when it comes to responding to the offer of Jesus in our lives and in our hearts. The wise men, they listen for God's calling. They follow even though it takes them down an uncertain road. Herod and the religious leaders receive this same calling, but they focus on and are guided by their fears. They're only able to see Jesus as a threat to their power, to their comfort. And when they see a threat, all they can think about is getting rid of it, rather than opening their minds and their hearts to what Jesus is see the blessings of their choice, when we see their response, when they know they've reached the place they were looking for. We're told about their joy, the joy of knowing they have followed, and the joy of being able to share these gifts they have been ready to offer to the King. Nowhere in Herod's response or in the religious leaders' responses do we see that joy. And that same response and those same choices will continue all throughout Jesus' life. The ones who follow Jesus find joy, even in the face of hardship. And the ones who are not open to his presence in their world and in their life continue to be guided by fear and continue to lash out with their fear. National Public Radio shared a story about the celebration of Three Kings Day in Puerto Rico on the first January 6th following Hurricane Maria, which was last year. How does a nation celebrate the coming of the light of Epiphany when they are literally without lights? A legitimate question. Three Kings Day, as I mentioned, is huge in Puerto Rico. A day of music, a day of presents, a day of food. What would they do after they had lost so much? It certainly didn't feel like a time to celebrate. And yet, Luis Miranda Jr. and his son Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's the Tony Award-winning creator and star of the hit Broadway musical Hamilton, they decided that, just like we say in theater, the show must go on, that the celebration must go on. And so they partnered with Toys R Us and Telemundo to deliver nearly 40,000 toys across the island. They also made the special effort to employ out-of-work musicians on the island to provide some entertainment for that day all across the whole island. They understood the message of the light. They understood that even though their world had been disrupted, the message of God's light could not be stopped. They made sure that the promises of gifts and blessings continued even if the lights were out. And I imagine that the celebration that year meant so much more, because it was a true reflection of the light. So let's not put Christmas away. Let's make sure that even though we might be taking down the tree and storing the wreaths for another year, let's make sure we don't put the light away. Let's not wait another year to think about ways that we can be generous. Let's not wait another year to make room for the celebrations. Let's not wait another year to let God's light shine. The message of the wise men is an important message. An important message for us, and an important message for our whole world. Hold on to it to continue carrying that light. Let us pray. Almighty God, we do thank you for your presence and your power in our world. We pray that you will help us to be people that don't just pop Christmas away for another year, but people who continue in the blessings of that message of your light shining bright in our darkness. Help us to keep that light in our hearts and also be people who are carriers of that light into whatever darkness our world brings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.